Hickory City Councilman Danny Seaver looks out longingly at the Little Sugar Creek Greenway.
Just beautiful what they've done here. Let's put it this way, I hope I live to see something like this in Hickory.
Hickory City Council and staff met at Dressler's Restaurant near Uptown overlooking the Greenway. Council is discussing whether to seek voter approval for a $40 million 20-year bond. That plan would require tax rate increases that would range from nearly 4 cents to 7.42 cents, depending on the year. So if you own a home valued at about $150,000, property taxes would go up from $60 in year 2 of the bond up to $111 in the 5th year. The money would go towards greenways, bike lanes, water fountains, and public art. It's called the Inspiring Spaces Initiative. Hickory Mayor Rudy Wright says it might be better to seek smaller bonds in installments.
We need to decide, do $40 million now, or do you go out for $20 and plan to go back for $10 and $10?
Three different bond referendums.
Well, then that starts drilling down into the buckets and the projects. Then you're really down to, okay, which projects are going to be in this first group?
Don't misunderstand me. I'd like to go for $40 and get the approval. But we want to get something passed.
Mayor Wright and other members of the council reason that if you build greenways and make the city more aesthetically pleasing, people will want to live in Hickory. In the last decade, the Hickory metro area suffered the greatest percentage of job losses of all metro areas in North Carolina. That's according to a report by the Western Piedmont Council of Governments. Since 2000, the metro area lost more than 47,000 jobs, about 25% of its workforce, mostly in manufacturing. As a result, the population of Hickory itself has stagnated at about 40,000, and council members worry that number will fall dramatically if something isn't done to attract young people. U.S. Census figures show the number of 20 to 44-year-olds in the Hickory metro area dropped by more than 12,000 between 2000 and 2010. Hickory City Councilman Brad Lale says the Inspiring Spaces Initiative can help reverse that trend.
This is much more than one project, and it's much more than a greenway. This is about reinventing the public realm in Hickory to take advantage of the recovering economy. It's intentioned to create an environment that's competitive among other cities so we can attract young people and so we can attract population and build job opportunities.
In addition to Charlotte, council members also visited 6 other cities, including Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Rock Hill, South Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.